So many people are asking the question right now, what can I do to help the world heal? I say there's only one answer to that, and that is to turn up your own light. So I want to invite you to a very special event I'm holding. It's called Ignite Your Light. That's exactly what we're going to do. And right now, there is a special deal going on. It's a buy one, get one free. So with each ticket, you get a free ticket. Click the link, snag it. You don't need to know who you're bringing yet. I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts, to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Everyone, welcome back. Today, I want to talk about something that I've thought about a lot. When you outgrow your life, I want you to think about that for a minute. We all have different times in our life where it's time to move on. We grow out of certain chapters of our life. In numerology, they talk about it a lot where you have these different personal years and the different themes come in. And there's specifically a couple years, whether you're in the 7 personal year or the 9, which is all about letting go and closing chapters. And I really saw when I was in those seasons with my numerology, I really saw those themes front and center in my life. In tarot cards, this is one that a lot of people are really uncomfortable with, but they really misunderstand the whole meaning of the tarot cards when they get the death card. A lot of people go, oh my gosh, that's so scary to get the death card. But really what it means is it's symbolic to experiencing the death of a certain chapter in your life, which means it's just ready to move on. It's ready to close that door. We all experience death on a normal basis in this life experience. Death of a job, death of friendships, death of certain intimate relationships, or the changing of a season. And so it's really about evolution and progression and shifting and moving and evolving and changing, right? You know those certain people that you look at them and they have the same friends since childhood. Now, I have a handful of friends that I've had since childhood. Yes, of course. But I don't have the exact same friends that we do everything together on Friday night, and all of our families are constantly together every weekend doing the same thing with the same people year after year, day after day. It's kind of like that whole same shiz, different day type saying, right? Like, I want you to think about certain people. Do you know somebody that comes to mind where it's like, man, they have the same exact friends, and they're basically doing the same thing that they've always done. Maybe they're just like freaking party animals, and every Friday night they're all getting wasted together, and it's the same thing over and over. And you feel like they aren't really changing and evolving and moving. Maybe they are. Maybe you just don't see it. But I just want you to think of like that as an example. We are meant to let go of things in our life. And as painful as it is, as hard as it is, you know, we're living on a planet that's the constant, is that law of change. Things are always changing. And so when we are aware and we can come to that realization that we know we have outgrown our life and it's time to move forward from certain details or certain aspects of it, then it's a game changer. It's a major, major amount of relief that comes in and support when we can understand that. Right now, so many people, I mean, I'm just looking around and going, wow, there are so many people undergoing this exact topic where they are outgrowing their life. They're outgrowing certain friendships that they've had for a very long time. But because we are really going through such a massive amount of awakening, and some people are evolving and shifting and some aren't, that divide is getting really, really wide. And a lot of people are outgrowing their belief systems that they were born and raised in, or outgrowing, you know, the beliefs that they've always thought as far as health goes or education, you name it, all over the place. There's massive awakenings, massive growth happening, and there's a real divide with that. And for people to understand what's happening with them, it can be really, really helpful, because I know for me, there have been times in my life that I was undergoing a lot of change and I was outgrowing a lot of things in my life. I'd worked really, really hard to really heal my own life. And when you do that, you can't be afraid that not everyone is going to shift with you. Some will, some won't. And you have to be okay with that, because when you're afraid that your dear loves that you love so much, the majority of them are most likely not going to keep up, and they're not doing that hard work that you're doing, because it is hard. It's really hard to heal your life, to face your stuff, to be committed enough to read and meditate and pray and really dive deep and heal. It is hard. And that's why not everybody does it, because it is not for the faint of hearts, right? And so when you come to that realization that not everyone is going to go on that journey with you, and you're going to lose some people along the way, and you're going to have to say goodbye to them. Not that you can't have them in your life, not that you have to be afraid to hang out with them or anything like that, but that energetic divide, when it gets too vast, then there is an energetic break and it's painful. There was a time for me that was a major, major year, and that was a few years back, and I let go of a lot of people in my life, and it was so hard. But I had to really look within and look in the mirror and say, you know what, Jen, where did you go wrong? And what can you learn from that? And how can you come to peace in terms with those things that, you know, you could have done differently for this person or in this relationship where you could have been a better friend or a better person? And where do you need to just come to terms and forgive them? So there's a lot of forgiveness that has to occur during these evolutionary shifts. But when you outgrow your life, it really, really helps to understand what's happening. Because I cannot imagine going through those shifts that I went through back then and seeing all these people falling out of my life and saying goodbye to them and really wrestling with myself whether I was brave enough and ready enough to actually do that. But for me, I knew what it was all about. And I had already studied spiral dynamics. Was a really amazing piece of work that has really helped me understand when you outgrow your life and the process and what's happening. The book Spiral Dynamics is by Dr. Don Beck. It's really kind of hard to understand, so I would look it up on YouTube and somebody that's really studied it that can explain it in a general way. It's really helpful. I wouldn't recommend just to buy the book and try to delve in. I actually did that and I was like, what in the world am I reading? Because it's very intense, but it really is studying the consciousness and the different levels that we are going through. And It helped me understand what happened with me along the way. Because over 20 years ago, I ended up leaving the religion that I was born and raised in. And it was such a hard time in my life. I knew that I was hurting a lot of people. And that was really hard for me because I've never been that person who is a rebel. I've never been like someone who's just like, I don't care what you all think of me. It's just not my nature. But I was going through a massive change in my life. I was going through a divorce. I was really looking at my life and looking at it on such a deep level because I felt like my life was such a mess at the time. And I had two small children that had been sent to me to guide. And I remember thinking, you know, what do I have power over? What do I have control over? And what do I want to guide these amazing beings who have been sent to me to guide? Where am I guiding them? What is my belief system even? And so I really started to look in the mirror and look at who I was at that time. And I have to tell you, I didn't like who I was. I didn't like that I was judgmental, that I feel like I was closed-minded. My heart was closed because I was really thinking about whether people were part of my belief system or not. And I didn't like that. And I didn't want to raise my children in that. And so I went on a journey and I really, in my heart, I knew it was time. It was time for me to move on from that belief system and to step out of that culture and that community that I was born and raised in. And whoa, was that hard. That took some real courage. And looking back at that 24-year-old Jen, I'm really proud of her because she had a new baby and a toddler at the time, so two small children. And I knew she had a lot of pressure on her shoulders, that a lot of people had expectations as to how she showed up in life and what she did. And she was brave enough to really follow her own heart and her own internal guidance system. And so looking at 24-year-old Jen, I'm really proud of her, but I know what she was dealing with. And at the time, I didn't know that I had outgrown the belief system that I was born and raised in. And really, because I was doing so much work and really contemplating who I am and asking those really big questions about life, I was starting to outgrow the religion. You know, I love that Kenny Rogers song, you gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. Every gambler knows that's the secret to surviving, is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. That's his song, The Gambler. And it's really resonant when you think about this topic of when it's time for you to move past those different people in your life, or maybe it's a job, maybe it's a career. I know there have been times where we outgrew the house we lived in, and I don't mean physically. It was just like, okay, it's time for us to close this chapter. It's time for us to move out of this place, and we got to move. And sometimes it's, you know, a career. I've definitely had those aspects, or relationships, or religion, or any of those different things in your life. But I want you to think about that. Are you going through a major shift and it's time to let go? I know some of you are going to hear this message because this is what you need right here, right now. And you need to know that it's actually a beautiful thing. It's a good thing. And it might feel like the whole world is falling apart around you. Maybe you're fighting with people or you have combustion with friendships that you aren't used to. And you feel like you're all alone, or you feel like there's something wrong with you. And I'm here to confirm to you that you're growing, honey. And it's a good thing, babe. And so embrace it. Be okay with it. Be kind. Be loving to not only others, but also yourself, and move on with grace. And later you'll understand. Later it will become more clear to you what it was all about. But you're most likely outgrowing your life. And when you outgrow, you progress and you move forward. So that's my message for you today, my dear. And sending you lots of support, lots of love, lots of light. Hope to see you at my next event. If you haven't registered yet, get a ticket. It's a great deal right now, and I can't wait to see everybody there end of March. Click the link in the show notes. Okay, much love to you all. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.